Reentry Stories is a new series on WYSO. It features conversations between people who were once in prison. More than 1,500 people a year return to life outside prison in Montgomery County, and, like returned citizens all over Ohio, they often have trouble finding jobs, housing, education, and mental health services. All the people in Reentry Stories were part of Sinclair Community College's Advanced Job Training Program or the Dayton Collaboratory's X Factor Initiative. Today, we meet Keon Jackson and his wife, Nikita. They met while Keon was in prison and Nikita was a student at Central State University. Keon went through the prison training program at Sinclair and now works as a service technician and a writer. His wife Nikita is a social worker who sometimes works with the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections, or ODRC, and together they've started a business of their own. Keon and Nikita were interviewed by Reentry Stories producer Mary Evans.
I'm Keon Jackson. I'm currently working as a service technician for a durable medical equipment company, new business owner of a cleaning company called Ohio Bride and Broom Cleaning Crew, along with my wife. We just started it just roughly a month ago, and things are going pretty well. And I'm also an upcoming author, planning to make a major book announcement this month.
So you were incarcerated for a lengthy part of time. Can you kind of like take me through that process of how it was when you waited to be able to be eligible to enroll in Sinclair?
Yeah, it was tough for me initially going in with a 16-year, 9-month sentence, and you have to be down to 5 years to attend college.
You mentioned your wife. You are a student at Central State, and there's someone that's reaching out to you from inside. What was your initial feelings and thoughts about that? Were you kind of nervous, scared, or describe that whole process?
All right. So it wasn't a nervous situation because we knew each other's family. So I wasn't scared, but I was a little bit leery when he called me because I wanted to make sure I wasn't being like exploited. The first thing I thought was like, okay, you need money. And I was like, okay, I'm a college student. So I just kind of put everything out, you know, when we first met, you know, all the things that I didn't have so that he wouldn't ask. But then he really just wanted my support. And I realized that even to this day, like most people that's incarcerated, sometimes they just need a support person, someone to talk to, someone want to like normalize them. So I work a little bit, not directly with LDRC, but I have had some connections in working with LDRC in the past. And I did think at one moment I wanted to look into maybe being a case manager because, you know, being connected to Keon, it's like we learn about some of the things that a lot of the inmates aren't getting. And me as being a social worker and knowing the different roles, I understand that some of the things that they should be getting, like you asked him, how was he prepared coming home? I just felt like he did all the legwork on his own.
Where do you see yourself in like 5 years with the Ohio Bride and Broom Company and just everything else?
My ultimate ambition, of course, lies in me being a best-selling author. 5 years, I see myself being that. Also, I want Ohio Bride and Broom Cleaning Crew to be, you know, a household name in Ohio with pristine image, reputation, high-quality customer service. One thing you touched on, which I'm grateful for, even though it was kind of bittersweet in the beginning, as far as not being able to attend college those first 12 years of my incarceration, I wouldn't have thought outside the box had not I had those 12 years to sit and be creative and let these ideas and bubbles just keep popping and popping.
That was returned citizen Keon Jackson and his wife Nikita Jackson. Keon is publishing the first of 3 novels in 2020. Reentry Stories is produced by Mary Evans and is a collaboration between WYSO, Sinclair Community College, and the Dayton Collaboratory. Funding support comes from Sinclair and the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices. To hear an extended version of this interview, subscribe to the Reentry Stories podcast at WYSO.org or on your favorite podcasting app.